This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is in the middle of a dramatic surge in new COVID-19 cases, with more than 60,700 confirmed on Monday. That's according to data released by the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Sharp increases in infections were confirmed Monday in Illinois, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and California. According to Johns Hopkins, the number of new infections has pushed several cities and states to a crisis point, including the southwestern city of El Paso, Texas, where the number of coronavirus patients has reportedly tripled over the past 3 weeks. The situation has become so dire in the border city that officials have imposed a strict 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and a two-week stay-at-home order. The judge who issued the curfew order said the intensive care units in all of the city's hospitals were completely full. The new infections reported in the U.S. on Monday bring the total since February to more than 8.7 million. It's the highest total in the world, according to Hopkins. The U.S. also leads the world in COVID-19 fatalities. It has now climbed over the 226,000 mark. Worldwide, there are over 43.6 million cases and more than 1.1 million deaths attributed to COVID-19. Russia, France, Sweden, and Poland have also reported record numbers of infections in recent days. A new study of the British population shows that antibodies in the human body fighting against COVID-19 declined rapidly in the British population during the summer, suggesting any immunity against the virus may not last long. The study was of more than 365,000 people and took place between June and September of this year. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.